Georgia Sea Island Singers, and we do live off the coast of Georgia on the Atlantic Ocean. We are always asked years ago, did you all say you were from Seattle? So I had to begin saying, we were at a school once in North Carolina, and the principal got up to introduce us. We do kindergarten through third graders or second, then we do third, fourth, and fifth graders in elementary school, and then we change the program for middle school and high school, and when we go into colleges or whatever. And this principal got up and she said, these people, she was introducing us, she said, these people are not from islands in the United States. She said, they're from across the water. And of course, I get up and say, we're the Georgia Sea Island Singers. We live two states away, you know. And she shot out of there. And she came back for the second program. She said, she hadn't done her homework. She went and read the material on us and she said, these people are from Georgia, two states away. But we share the beautiful language, the songs, the games and dances that our ancestors created over 200 years ago on those plantations. And not only did they create songs and games on Sunday evening when they were entertaining the slave owners and the overseers, they would have to work in the fields. They created songs working and singing in the fields. And by being seaport towns, they would create sea shanties and work songs. And so we have a large variety of our rich heritage and culture that we can share. That's why we stay on the road so much, because we not only, one thing we are not, and that's eating music. For some reason, we are not eating music, because when I'm talking, listen. And if you're not, don't listen. Like I told one set of children, look, if you all don't want to hear us, let the school system keep the money and give it to someone else that can come in and teach you something. I would rather not just stand here and just go through what we're doing and to get the money. Let someone else come in that you are interested in learning something from, because somebody had to work for this money. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. We got 30 minutes. Okay. Let's talk about a slave game on the plantation. Years ago, when those people were on those plantations, they were not allowed to go over to visit their friends or relatives on other plantations without a written permit from the slave owners or the overseers. If they would go over to visit without a written permit, each slave owner had a man that was patrolling on a horse, like a policeman patrols today, or the state patrol patrols today up and down the interstates and all through the towns. And this man would patrol from one end of that plantation to the other to keep slaves from going on or coming off. Well, the slave owners called this man patrolling on a horse, called him Patero. But the slaves on Sunday evening, when they were entertaining like this on the plantation, he would be standing there. And they couldn't stand there and sing and entertain and say, Patero is up the road patrolling, because he would have known that they were talking about him. So the slaves were smart and very creative. They were just under the bonds of slavery. So they gave the Pateros a nickname, a code name, and the nickname was after this. So rather than say Patero is up the road patrolling like a policeman, they said, Oh, Bill Rolling Pin. He's up the road patrolling and back again. And they didn't like the Pateros, just like a lot of people today don't like the policeman in the state patrol. So they didn't like him. And they wanted to talk about him and laugh at him with him standing there using a code message talking about him. And they said the Pateros had big eyes and a double chin. Because in those days, the Pateros were big, tall men. And they had big eyes and double chin because they were big, tall men. Just like today with the state patrol. Boy, when they stop you, them little old squirts, nobody's scared of them. And I feel so sorry for them, because I wouldn't stop some of them for cause myself either. Some of them, they just let keep knocking. But they created this song and they called it Old Bill Rolling Pin. And by them using that code name and nickname for him, Old Bill Rolling Pin, they thought about how you take the rolling pin and roll dough. Because, see, years ago, the ladies had to roll the dough before they could make biscuits and pie crust. But, ladies, we got it made today. We get our biscuits in the dairy case at the supermarket. But in those days, they had to roll it like they, you know, roll it out like that and cut it out. So they would say, I want everyone to do this game with me. I want everyone to do like this. Say, Old Bill.
Old Bill.
Rolling pin.
Rolling pin.
This morning.
This morning.
Old Bill.
Old Bill.
Rolling pin.
Rolling pin.
Say, he's up the road.
He's up the road.
And back again.
And back again.
With big eyes.
With big eyes.
And a double chin.
And a double chin.
And with your right hand, and let me see your right hand. You know, usually we do this with little children, but I like the history when I'm with adults. I wouldn't dare do this after second grade till I get to your age group. With your right hand, say, I G to the mule.
I G to the mule.
But the mule wouldn't G.
But the mule wouldn't G.
I knocked him side the head.
I knocked him side the head.
With a single tree.
With a single tree.
And with your left hand, say, I heart to the mule.
I heart to the mule.
But the mule wouldn't haw.
But the mule wouldn't haw.
He wouldn't do nothing.
He wouldn't do nothing.
But the possum law.
But the possum law.
Remember, they had to entertain. So they had to use a lot of rhythm. And you know something, people, when you were children, you all were children, and you, your parents would say to you, you are as stubborn as a mule. That's where that term came from, because a mule had never been a slave. When he got tired of working, he stopped. And you could hit him side the head with the single tree, or you could push him, you could shove him, and he'd just stand in one place and prance like that until he'd get ready to go back to the barn or wherever he was at. He'd never been a slave. When he stopped and got tired, he stopped. And then they said, Miss Frog went swimming.
Miss Frog went swimming.
Down the lake.
Down the lake.
But she got swallowed.
But she got swallowed.
By a big black snake.
By a big black snake.
They were still singing a twofold message that whenever I try to go over to visit my friends or relatives on another plantation, the patterns catch me. So they had to use a code message. So they said, Miss Frog went swimming down the lake. She got swallowed by a big black snake. That's why we as black people, we can say one phrase and we can mean 10 different things from it. And you back us up and we say, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like this. Because we've got this CD that we've got 21 songs on it in English and in Gullah and different songs and fun songs and songs on the plantation. And we got one song on there. The name of the tape is See Day to Coming. But the song on there is listed as Old Day. But then again, we'll turn around and we'll call that same song what? Yonder Come Day. That's just the way we are. Okay. I want everyone to do your hands down like you're rolling dough. Okay, Tony.
Old Bill rolling pin this morning, this morning. Now, Old Bill rolling pin this morning, this morning. Now, Old Bill rolling pin, he's up the road and he's back again with big eyes and a double chin this morning. This morning,
right hand,
I G to the mule, but the mule wouldn't G this morning. This morning, I G to the mule, but the mule wouldn't G this morning. This morning, I G to the mule, but the mule wouldn't G. I knocked inside the head with a single tree this morning. This morning,
left hand,
I heart to the mule, but the mule wouldn't haw this morning. This morning, I heart to the mule, but the mule wouldn't haw this morning. This morning, I heart to the mule, but the mule wouldn't haw. He wouldn't do nothing but the possum law this morning. This morning,
everyone swim.
Miss Frog went swimming down the lake this morning. This morning, Miss Frog went swimming down the lake this morning. This morning, Miss Frog went swimming down the lake, but she got swallowed by a big black snake this morning. This morning.
You see, they were saying the Patteros was patrolling, and they called the Patteros what? Old who? Old beer rolling pin, and acted out like they were rolling dough. And when you G to them, you tell a mule to G, he goes to the right. You tell him to ha, he goes to the left. Now, you could say, go to the right, mule, and he would know what you're talking about. But as soon as you say G, he goes to the right. You say ha, he goes to the left. It's called mule language. But in that same, when he said, I knock him side of the head with a singer tree, you see whenever they would get mad because sometimes they would get punished because the mules wouldn't work. And when they got tired of working, they stopped. And they wished they could take that single tree and knock him side the head and make him continue to plowing where they wouldn't get mad, get in trouble or get in with the slave owners or the overseers. So that was a lot of the coded messages that they would use. And they say about narration here. Boy, I'm good at that narrating thing now. because I don't like to, whatever we sing or do, I like to share why our ancestors did that 200 years ago. That brings a meaning alive when you share with the people what they were, why they were singing or doing it. How many have seen us this morning since we've been here? Oh my gosh, y'all are following us around. You all make it hard for me. I have to go to do something else. Because if they hadn't seen me, I could go back to what I've done before. Do it again? Okay. Okay, with the sea shanties, when those ships would be coming back and forth, like from Florida, from a million island down to St. Simon's or Jekyll, or go from St. Simon's or Jekyll and go to South Carolina, or maybe go to the Outer Banks, and when those men would leave home, they would leave their families raggedy. And when they would get back, their families would be raggedy. They couldn't go to the slave owners and say, we want clothing for our family, or give us money or buy us some clothes. They couldn't say that. So they put a verse in there about ragged leaving. So you see, this generation of children that's rhyming and rapping, they didn't create that. Our ancestors were doing that years ago. And they said, raggedy leaving, meaning when I leave home, my family's raggedy. When I get back, they're raggedy. And by going to work so early in the morning, those people weren't able to sit by the fireplace and warm before going out to work. Because in those days, a fireplace was a necessity. To have a fireplace in our homes today, it's a luxury. And by going to work so early, they weren't able to eat breakfast. But they knew how to survive. They would put two sweet potatoes in the ashes, in the fireplace, in those hot ashes. And they would roast overnight, and they would jump up the next morning. The ashes would be cool the next morning. They would jump up the next morning, get those two potatoes out, and eat them for breakfast. And then they put that into the song. And in those days, slave owners would just walk into their huts without knocking. And they couldn't say, look, you give us some privacy. So in this work song, they put a verse about
you're talking the van through me. Oh.
About when they would just walk into their huts without knocking. And they want to say, give us some privacy. And that's when they put in there about building a stone fence. That one day we're going to be able to put locks on our doors and you won't be able to walk in whenever you feel like it. That's when they put that term about, I'm going to build me a stone fence. And then they put a verse in there, when a slave would get too old to work, they didn't have any use for them. They knew they were doing them like that. So they put a verse in there about Mama Dinah. You old gal, you too old and I can't support you. When you hear the name Dinah in a song or a game from way back, that's a nickname that the slaves gave to themselves. When you hear the name Sally in a song or a game from way back, that's a nickname they gave to the slave owners and the overseers' wives. Like, for instance, the song Little Sally Walker. It's what an instance to show you how they used the name Sally for the slave owners and the overseers' wives. And then they put a verse in there about horse and buggy. They were saying, one day we're going to be free, and you're not going to have anyone to drive you. You're going to have to do it yourself or pay someone. And the song is Raggy Levy. And in this song, they gave the slave owners and the overseers a nickname. And that name was Mr. Sippelin. I'm going to ask Tony. Doug usually sang this song, but Doug will be here tonight, and he's at the hotel. But I'm going to ask Tony just to sing just a little bit of it if he can remember it. Raggy Levy.
Oh, oh, do Raggy Levy. A Raggy Levy, oh boy, she raggedy as a jaybird. A Mississippi little ha ha, I gotta build me a stone fence. Are you in the morning? Oh, oh, soon in the morning. Are you in the morning? When I rise, I gotta sit by the fire. A Mississippi little ha ha, I gotta build me a stone fence. Are you in the morning? Oh, oh, do Mama Dinah. A Mama Dinah, you're too old gal and I can't support ya. A Mississippi little ha ha, I gotta build me a stone fence. I in the morning, oh, oh, soon in the morning. I in the morning, when I rise, I gotta sit by the fire. A Mississippi little ha ha, I gotta build me a stone fence.
Horse and buggy,
oh, oh, horse and buggy. Horse and buggy, oh boy, there's no one to drive them. A Mississippi little ha ha, I gotta build me a stone fence.
Are you in the morning?
Oh, oh, soon in the morning. Are you in the morning? When I rise, I'm gonna sit by the fire. A Mississippi letter, ha ha, I'm gonna build me a stone fence.
That is in that beautiful Geechee Ogala language. Doug usually lead that song, and Tony, Doug and I traveled together for 35 years, and then Tony came in. Tony was going, the children were going on the coast with us doing conventions and performances at home. And like Van is away from home now because the state have cut back on funds, so they give them days off. So she could just hang around with us. That's Tony's wife.
Yes, sir.
And so with that song, when they said Mr. Sippelin, that was another nickname and coded name that they gave to the slave owners. They couldn't say, I'm talking to you, Mr. Jones or Mr. Brown. So they gave them a nickname of Mr. Sippelin in that particular song. Now, anyone would like to ask any questions? Oh, my gosh, our time is almost gone. Anyone would like to? Got 10 minutes. Would anyone like to ask or like to hear something that we do? Sing something. In Gullah. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Pay Me My Mind Down with them since they want to sing. Okay. And we want to sing with you.
Okay.
Being seaport towns. We'll sing it in English, then in Gullah. Being seaport towns, ships today come in to be loaded and unloaded. It is actually the best paying job today along that coast is being a longshoreman. And during the time of slavery, when those men would work, the slave owners would get the money for them working because they owned them, remember. But after freedom, they were supposed to pay the black men for working. But the captain of the ships did not want to pay them. They would tell them when they would come into port, if you load this ship for me today, I will pay you tomorrow. And then after those men have done the work, the captains would get in their ship and sail out without paying them. Those men were free at that time, but they were still afraid in that generation to say, look, man, I'm not going to work for you if you don't pay me. But being very creative, they got together as they had done in slavery, and they created this song, and they would sing it while they were doing the work on the ships, hoping that the captain of the ship would hear them singing while they were working and realize that they were singing because they wanted to be paid for working. And the song that they created and sung was Pay Me My Money Down. Now, it's a call and response song as well as a sea shanty as well as a work song. Tony's going to do the call, and I want all of you along with Van and I to do the response. Now, Tony's going to begin by singing,
pay me, pay me.
And our response will be,
pay me my money down.
Then Tony will say,
pay me, I'll go to jail.
And we all will sing what? Pay me my money down. Now, that's everybody loved that song. Even Miss Bush loved that one. Now, we're going to sing it. You're a part to do the response.
Pay me. Pay me.
Come on.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me. You pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Door.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until breakfast was done.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I knew the boss was blind.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until 9:30.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
I thought I heard in the deck below.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, tomorrow will be our salary day.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Door.
Pay me my money down.
Clap your hands. Let me see how much rhythm you got.
All right.
Now that's the way they would sing that song on the mainland. But on the islands like in Florida, on Amelia Island, in Georgia, on St. Simon's Island, Jekyll Island, in Glenn County, where we live today, where Sea Island is, and in South Carolina, Hilton Head Island, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Those areas were isolated. Those people did not get a chance to come to the mainland very often to hear English spoken, because in those days, they had to come by boats or by ferries. They didn't have the high-rise bridges that we have today in this generation to go back and forth to the islands. So if they spoke in the Geechee or Gullah language, then they also sung in that language. Same song, same words, listen, in the Gullah language.
Hey, me, you owe me. Pay me my money down. Hey, you going now?
Pay me my money down.
If I were your boat mission, pay me my money down. Then I'll drink good rum.
Pay me my money down.
Tell your young, you check me, yo. Pay me my money down. My best Saturday.
Pay me my money down.
If I were your boat mission, pay me my money down. Then I'll the burger done. Pay me my money down.
You see, in that song, Tony was saying they put a used, our ancestors used a lot of humor. He was saying in that song, he said, if I was the boss man's son, I could stay in the house and drink good rum. That means he didn't have to go to work. They didn't have to go to work so early in the morning. And then either they'll say, if I was the boss man's son, I could stay in the house until breakfast is done. They wouldn't have to go to work so early in the morning. And then they put another verse in there because they would put a tall white man on the dock. Like, and put dark shades on him as though he was watching over the workers like a supervisor, a foreman. And they knew that the man was blind, but they were still afraid to say it. So they put a verse in there saying, if I had known the boss was blind, I wouldn't have come to work until 9:30. That meant they would have come to work when they got ready because he couldn't tell time because he couldn't see. So they used a lot of humor when they would create a lot of the songs. Is our time? Yeah, our time up. If anyone would like to look at the CDs, we do have the CDs here, and it's 21 songs on there, and Doug is leading some, and Tony's leading some. Hambone is on it, and songs in English and in Gullah are on them that we'll be able to do some tonight, because Doug will be here tonight, and we'll be doing some other songs. Okay, our time is up, and thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.